This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Keep improving, finding little ways to keep growing. I wouldn't say it's a finished product, but, you know, it's just a start. And, I mean, I don't really look at everything that people talk about. I mean, I see it, but other than that, man, none of that matters. That was last week's stuff. You're only as good as the last game you played, and everybody's going to look at what can you do the week prior, and the weeks after that.
That's Jaden Daniels. Commanders getting ready to try to get to 4-1 over at Northwest Stadium. Welcome back. Chance to hang out with us tomorrow. Show's on the road.
We are going to be out and about. We're broadcasting live from Atlas Brew Works in Alexandria, 2429 Mandeville Lane. Stop by and check out Atlas's 15 taps, dozens of TVs, plus delicious pizza and wings. 2 p.m. to 6:30, that's when the show is. The new Atlas Brew Works in Alexandria. For more info, thefandc.com.
There's this idea that the Browns are good defensively. There's this idea that this is the best defense Washington has played, and statistically that's certainly the case. And maybe this will be the first true test for this offense. Before we get into, though, what are you expecting from the offense against the Browns, I actually do want to have the conversation. How good is Cleveland's defense? Because in week one, Danny, they played the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, and they did not play well. But week one, you're sorting some things out. I think you can kind of dismiss results largely all over the league. Since then, though, over 3 weeks, they've actually been statistically sufficient and outstanding. The problem is they've played really, really bad quarterbacks. They have played recently, this past week, Gardner Minshew, who went 14 of 24 for 130 yards. They held him to a rating of 73, did a really, really good job. As good a game as that is, though, Danny, I'm not overly impressed by
right.
that.
Which I get. I mean, the context always matters. So this is based on a couple things to me. Number one.
Let me go through the other quarterbacks.
Oh, please go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
The Giants, 21-15, a final where they lost to Daniel Jones in New York. Jones was good. Two touchdowns, no picks. Threw for 235. And then the other quarterback in the three-game stretch was Trevor Lawrence, which sounds like it's a challenge, except that Lawrence has actually been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league this year. And in that game, he fed more incompletions, 16, than completions, 14. So I say all that to say, they've played three bad quarterbacks in 4 weeks. Yes, they're ranked ninth defensively. Yes, they're ranked eighth against the pass. But I am not convinced that the Browns' defense is who we all kind of thought it was going to be.
Right, so the thought it was going to be is the key. That's where I was going. I didn't mean to cut you off earlier. Last year led the league in yards per play. Last year were second best to a historically great Ravens defense in terms of net yards per pass attempt. Right, they were excellent against the pass. Excellent in yards per play, ended up being pretty good in scoring defense because they had some short fields against them because their offense was pretty terrible. Their quarterback stunk. But that defense, hunted. They're really, really good on that side of the ball. And when good results happen, when you've got expectations, you go, okay, that fits the narrative, right? I know, and your point is dead right. Each year is so different. We always kind of seem stunned and surprised that year over year, with all the turnover and all the different changes that happen in the league, that results may vary. But on paper, we think of it, this is one of the great defensive groups in the league, because last year they were. And now you've got 3 out of 4 weeks, with the first week probably the sample size you throw out like the Russian judge, where you'd go, yeah, this is a really good defense. The argument against is what you just said. They haven't played anybody whose offense is clicking or worth a damn.
They finished tied for number one in yards per play last year with the Jets at 4.57. They were number two defensively in yards per play in the passing game. They were really good. They were also top three last year. These are last year's numbers again.
Mm-hmm.
In picking off passes about 3.5% of the time. And they were sixth in sacks per pass attempt. They're always going to be okay in that stat because of Myles Garrett.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
They got a DPOY candidate. They were the number one defense in the league at not allowing you to stay on the field and basically move the chains. They were the lowest first down team allowed in the league, 14.9. Again, now this is all last year. It's been very different, but they were the number one third down defense in the NFL. Right now, Washington's the number one third down offense in the NFL, over 50%. So if you look at the more relevant 2024 stats, albeit in a smaller sample for Cleveland, what you see for them defensively is number eight overall, number eight against the pass. They are not picking off any passes. They don't have one interception through four games. That's kind of weird, considering the quarterbacks they've played.
Extremely.
For a team that picked passes off.
And for a team that you know is going to pressure. I mean, that hurried throw, that high throw because someone's about to hit you.
That
hasn't happened.
They haven't been that good at pressuring.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett has four sacks. They don't have much else to speak of outside of that. They're outside of the top 10, tied for 11th in sacks per pass attempt. On third down, where, as I said, last year they were right up at the top of the NFL, number one. This year, the Cleveland Browns on third down, seventh, doing a pretty good job. So I think it is a better test for sure.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be more revealing than playing the Bengals, who had been struggling, the Giants, who haven't been very good. But I'm not willing to say yet that this is the end-all, be-all. Like, the example I'd give you is if Washington this week was playing against the Broncos defense, which has been phenomenal, or even the Jets, or maybe the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those defenses I know are really, really good. I'm not sure yet if the Browns have just benefited from schedule.
So I think the Browns defense is good, but I don't know. Is that a good way to put it? Like,
yeah.
That's my hypothesis. Now, let's say Washington does whatever the hell they want this weekend, just like they did to Arizona, and frankly, like they did to Cincinnati, and Cleveland then goes on to have a good defensive season after that, I'll go, man, how validating is that? Like, if we look back a month from now at what Cleveland does post-Washington, or if they go on and play well against Washington defensively and then kind of continue on this track, I'll go, okay, yeah, this defense is frail just like they were last year with a lot of the same personnel, a lot of the same schemes, designs, et cetera. Now they're hitting the ground running. So my hypothesis is that this is still a really good defensive group that hasn't put it all together just yet in terms of the sacks and the pressures and the turnovers, but those things are coming because that's like waves crashing on the shore.
You know, it's a little bit hard for me to unsee, too, from just a couple weekends ago. Malik Nabers destroyed them.
Torched them.
The catches and yards weren't that great, but he had two amazing touchdown catches. And, again, Daniel Jones was just super effective. I'll tell you where they've been really good, though, is the running game. They have basically taken your best running back out of the game, whoever that is for a given team. Travis Etienne had right around 50 yards on just under 15 carries for the Jaguars. Devin Singletary had a 16-carry, 65-yard game. I'm not telling you it's nothing, but you don't rip off the 30-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
This past week against the Raiders, Alex Mattison, who's the second back, and this has been a theme, actually had a big home run, and they've given some things up to like secondary change of pace backs. But if you actually look at the Raiders' thumpers, Zamir White, he averaged 2.9 a pop, 17 for 50. So it's almost like they key in on Brian Robinson, who, by the way, isn't practicing again today and is very much in question, I would say, right now. And then maybe it's where Eckler can hit him on a third and passing, or you might get, if Eckler is the starting running back in this game and he and McNichols split time, maybe they really focus in on Eckler and McNichols as the guy. But it's been down the depth chart backs that have actually made some of the bigger plays against them, and they've done a really good job keying in on starting running backs.
Yeah, so they're down in, down out yards per attempt allowed isn't particularly impressive, but I think you've hit it really well. It's diving into those numbers and how we got there. there've been some runs ripped off against them, but it's usually, I don't know if it's like the third and give up, like that old Chris Thompson draw play where they go, ah, we're not getting this. Let's give this guy, you know, 8-9 yards and then give Tressway some room to punt. They've given up some yards, but down in, down out on the, we think you're running, you want to run, let's have at it. They've been excellent in that regard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.